shower, thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny all day today with a high of 78. And we'll have details on the weather in 5 minutes after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A second levee has been breached along the Mississippi River in Adams County, Illinois. Julie Shepard of the Adams County Emergency Management Agency says the Indian Graves levee was overcome this morning and the waters are now threatening the surrounding farmland. Earlier today, the levee broke in Meyer, Illinois, threatening that small community and more farmland. Shepard says residents in Meyer had already evacuated and authorities patrolled to make sure nobody was left behind. She says only about 40 or 50 people live in Meyer. Both Meyer and the Indian Graves levee are along the Mississippi north of Quincy. Residents in Pike County are seeing flood predictions that rival the disastrous summer of 1993. Sean Crawford is there.
Homes, businesses, and farmland could be underwater once again if the river breaches levees in the area. The highly publicized flooding that's occurred upriver of Pike County has the locals on edge about what's to come. David Fuller is the president of the Pike County Chamber of Commerce. He says some areas might need to be evacuated if flooding begins and several roadways closed, making travel difficult. Fuller adds there's a sense of deja vu considering what occurred in 1993.
Most people, I think, not necessarily became complacent, but did become, I think, a bit relaxed when the flood of 93 was over, because it was billed by the Corps of Engineers and the National Weather Service as being a 500-year flood. And that pretty much let people feel that they had seen the worst that could happen. And then instead of 500 years, 15 years later, we're back almost in the exact situation.
The forecasts are for the Mississippi to crest in Pike County late Thursday or early Friday. I'm Sean Crawford.
The last great flood was in 1993, and a man at Vinicky explains what actions the state has taken since then that may diminish damage now.
The flood of 1993 was so destructive that afterwards the town of Valmire literally moved to higher ground. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency's Patty Thompson says it's a strategy employed up and down the Mississippi River and other waterways. Thompson explains that the state uses federal hazard mitigation money to buy properties that are repeatedly flooded. That way, water floods open space as opposed to people's homes and businesses.
Not only do the people whose homes were repeatedly flooded not have to go through that heartbreak anymore, but you also save the resources of the local and the state responders of trying to protect those resources.
Thompson says the state spent over $30 million on property buyouts since 1993. That amounts to over 1,800 parcels of land. She says the hope is that it will lessen damage during any flooding that occurs now. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The dean of one of the top-ranked schools of social work in the country is set to become the next chancellor at the University of Illinois Chicago. Paula Allen Mears is currently at the University of Michigan. Her appointment as UIC's chancellor still needs approval from the Board of Trustees. Until 1993, Mears headed the School of Social Work at the U of I's Urbana campus. 2 months ago, a divided Urbana school board approved a restructuring plan for Urbana High School, but removed a new administrative post that was supposed to oversee it. That kept the plan from winning state approval, and now a school district committee will meet this summer to revise the plan. The committee of teachers, staff, and administrators working on the restructuring plan to have a change of membership before it reconvenes. School Board President Mark Netter favors a new administrative post for that restructuring plan, and he resigned from the committee last night. Brenda Carter and Cope Cumston, both of whom opposed the new post, are taking his place. Netter says he thinks it'll help the school board reach consensus.
What I'm hoping comes out of this is a plan that the whole board can approve. I don't really think it's wise to move forward if we have a 4-3 majority or failure 4-3. However we fill this position, however we fill the need, I'd like whoever steps into that role to have the full support of the board, and a 4-3 vote doesn't do it.
The restructuring plan is required for Urbana High School because it's failed to meet adequate yearly progress under the No Child Left Behind Act for 5 years in a row. It's taken a year longer than expected, but Champaign firefighters have a new contract. The city council approved a new 3-year deal with the union, retroactive to last July. Firefighters approved the contract earlier this month. City Human Resources Director Chris Bezruki says the contract took a long time to hammer out, not because of any big disagreements, but because both sides were monitoring a changing economy.
Well, the sticking point, I think, was really the uncertainty of the economy. People are waiting to see, you know, where the inflation rate was going to be, what other units were actually coming in at with regards to what the across-the-board wages were. So we weren't too unique. Other cities had firefighter contracts that were open for actually 2 and 3 years.
In the contract, firefighters will get a 3.25% wage increase for the past year and 3.75% increases for the second and third year. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL Weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, we have just a very small chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm. I just can't get over that.
Why?
I've never seen that in a forecast before. Just a very small chance. I mean, you're calling it as it is.
I'm not copying the National Weather Service.
Yeah, well, no, that's cool. Just a very small chance. Otherwise, sunny today, tomorrow, and on Friday. And then Saturday, you say, might have a chance of rain again.
There's a little bit better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. We have had rather dry weather here, and we're not going to have 100% coverage of rain anytime soon, so some places are actually